And Kathy Dawes now, along with State Representative Sidney Carlin of Manhattan. We welcome you, Sidney, on the phone line this morning. And just thought we'd check in with you. It's been a couple of weeks now that you've been in session, and maybe just some of the highlights. I know we're hearing a lot about budget and taxes.
Well, I guess that's what we're here to work on this year, is budget and taxes. Starting out with $360 million in the hole for this year, which is, we've still got February, March, April, May, June, 5 months of this year. We have to manage a $350 million just to get us to zero balance. It's not like that's going to leave us any leftover money. And I don't know if people understand that. It's all these cuts we are talking about and all these ways to raise revenue will get us to zero balance by June 30th. So that's, we have to do it. Tax committee met last night, and I came in at 8 o'clock to my apartment, and one of the people on the tax committee was coming in. They'd just gotten out. So they're working. And yesterday they talked about closing the LLC S-Corp loophole in the 2012 tax plan. And they have 3 days of hearing scheduled on that. Yesterday was for, I believe, for opponents. People who opposed doing that were there. And they got a full hearing for, you know, from about 3:30 to 8. So that was a good long hearing. Tom Phillips would have been in that committee, so maybe he'll report on that. I don't know. But we have two more days of hearings, one for neutral and one for proponents.
And I've heard it's been pretty emotional testimony. I did hear an excerpt somewhere. I don't remember where, but it did sound like, I mean, as you say, both sides have their views. And it, like anything else, you're going to get some emotion into it once in a while.
Yes. Yes, and I have one neighbor who said, don't do it, and one that said, better do it. You know? One says, tax me, and the next one says, don't you tax me.
Exactly.
And I understand. I mean, and it's going to be, you know, some of us didn't get a tax break at all. I didn't get a tax break because I didn't have an LLC or a business. I'm on retirement income and investment income personally, and so I didn't get any tax breaks, but and a lot of people that are on hourly wage didn't get a tax break. In fact, they got a tax increase. And we're still, it's mismanaged. It's just been a mismanaged project. So this week in the Appropriations Committee, we talked about some of the ways that money could come into us. We talked about the unclaimed property fund, and we talked about the CAPERS money. And we had a really good discussion about CAPERS. And I just want to assure the audience that whatever we do with CAPERS, it's not going to have an immediate effect on anybody alive. There is $17 billion in the CAPERS fund. Our expenses every year when we pay out to everybody who's retired is about $1 billion. And our income off of that $17 billion is over $1.1 billion. So it's okay. I don't like it, but it's okay if we have to get into delay in CAPERS payments. I see no other way out of it for this 6 months. We have a payment of $97.5 or $115 million. I'm not sure which, because I think with the interest, it's $115 million that we owe in the fourth quarter. And the governor is suggesting that we pay three quarters this year, but not fourth. And we've already paid we've probably paid two. So there's enough money to pay the third quarter, but not the fourth quarter. It's complicated, but I have been reassured that it's not going to affect us. We have sufficient funds to do this, and I don't want to do it because it's delaying the whole loan to CAPERS will be a 7-year repayment, and that's into the next governor's, you know, time quite a ways. And that's really not a good way to start out. Anyway, that's the CAPERS, and the unclaimed property fund too. Also, has these two funds make us money? you know, their income to the state because they're invested and they make money in the unclaimed property makes us, has made us about $115 million over the last 16 years. So just having it in the bank, the money coming in from that goes to the state general fund, and over the last few, since I've been there, basically, it's been $114 million worth of earnings that the state gets. So when you talk about borrowing money to pay your operating expenses, it's like taking out another credit card, and that's not a very good idea.
Well, a lot on your plate, no doubt about that. I just, the other couple things that I've seen across the wire, I know they're taking a look at, and I think this is more in the Senate at this point, but having to do with mental health and the psychiatry shortage, which I know is a real concern. And, of course, the special elections for Congress, I think, started out with you all and then moved to the Senate. But anything else kind of stand out in this last week or two?
Well, just I think it's important for the public to know that they did a really good job of sending a good mixture of people to the Capitol. We have about a third of very conservative Republicans and a third of moderate Republicans and a third of Democrats. And I find the atmosphere very congenial. We are working together, and right now the biggest thing we have to do is get acquainted with one another and find out who we are, and so we know their names when we pass it in the hall. I mean, this is a very big job with 51 new members in the building. So it is that time of year for us, but we did have, you know, I feel like we're going to solve the problem, and then I'm reminded the governor might not cooperate with this. Yesterday, one of the governor's men, and I will, you know, it's like all king's men, one of them came to the microphone and talked about how we could all sign on to his bill to introduce the Tabor bill again, which comes from the very conservative element of the Capitol, and it is a bill that caps spending, and they did that in Colorado 20 years ago, and then they went back to the other way of financing their government 5 years later because it was detrimental to them. But we still have that element. It's still there. There's a lot of very conservative folks there, and they showed themselves yesterday. So it's just a reminder. It's just not as easy as we had hoped it might be, but we did elect a lot of new people, and it gives us a fresh start.
Well, sounds good. You're starting to break up on us just a little bit, Sydney, but thanks for checking in with us, and we'll check in with you later. And as always, feel free to call at any time.
I will. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you. And
have a good day.
Same to you. State Representative Sydney Carlin of Manhattan with us. We'll take a break when we come back. Riley County Senior Service Center Program Coordinator Melissa Colby will be joining us, and you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
KMAN Weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant, offering 27 holes of